Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. How I Made It Through is a heartwarming and inspirational true living testimony from Pastor Parthenia Stegall that the Lord placed on her to share with the world. Her testimony details various points of her life, both highs and lows, and how God allowed her to overcome and become a beacon for others. It's the amazing story of how, at a young age, she recognized the calling in her life and answered. In doing so, she learned to put God first in her life and recognized that it was Him who allowed her to overcome every obstacle that came her way. Pastor Parthenia A. Stegall, author of the inspiring autobiography, How I Made It Through, is our guest on This Week in America. Pastor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for being with you.
It's such an inspirational story, and looking forward to talking about it. The book is How I Made It Through. You share with us in this book how your childhood experiences shaped your faith, led you to answer the calling in your life at a young age. How did this happen? How did this shape your childhood?
Well, it shaped my childhood through being a young girl going into town, walking 8 miles to town, and walking around the little city and getting tired. Then we go to the train station and sit to rest. And as I was sitting there, I heard the train coming into a town. And as that train came into town, the whistle was blowing. And the whistle said, I heard the voice through the whistle, and it said, it is time for you to leave here. I was just a young girl. I was too young to go any place, but it said, it is time for you to leave here. So that shaped my life, knowing that one day I had to do what the Lord said do.
It's an incredible story how this all began, the walk and the train and everything, all the elements that went into this story. The book is How I Made It Through by Pastor Parthenia A. Stegall. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, How I Made It Through, you talk about the highs and the lows of your life journey. Can you share maybe a specific low point in your life and how you were able to overcome it with God's help?
Yes. I can tell you about this part of one of the parts that were very low in my life. My husband used to stay away from home a lot. And so he had been out for about 2 days. And he came home. He was very tired. And he asked me if I would wake him up at a certain time. And I told him I would. And so he went to sleep. And he slept there for a long time. So at the appointed time, I went to wake him up. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, he's been gone away from us, me and the children, for 2 days. And I thought about Adam, how the Lord put Adam to sleep and taken the rib out of the woman's, taken the rib.
Yes.
And made the woman. And so I laid my hands on my husband, and he fell down into a very low sleep. And so he slept, and he slept until the next day. But when he woke up, he wanted to know why didn't I wake him up. I didn't tell him the secret between me and God. But I told him I did try to wake you, but I couldn't wake you. So God fought that battle for me.
Yes.
And I would tell the women anywhere, if you live for the Lord, if you give God your life, He will fight for you in every condition. I overcame many problems in my home through fasting, through praying, through living right is the key word, to live right, and God will fight for you.
The book is How I Made It Through. Our guest, the author, Pastor Parthenia A. Stegall, that's S-T-E-G-A-L-L. If you're Googling How I Made It Through, you'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, and a direct link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This book emphasizes the importance of putting God first in all aspects of life. Can you give us another example of how you applied this principle in your role as both a wife and a mother?
Well, I put God first because I know He was my help. And so I stood on that principle that He's my only help. And I know that I had to obey Him. And so I obeyed Him in everything He told me to do. Putting Him first, fasting and praying, seeking the Lord, taking care of my children, being at home with them when my husband was away. I was home with them. I did what I was supposed to do as a mother, and I didn't let my children go lacking for anything. When my children would ask me where Daddy is, I would tell the children what he told me when he left, that I'm going to work. And so when they would ask the question, I would say, Daddy said he's going to work. And so I would seek the Lord. I would do what I was supposed to do as a mother and as a child of God. I put God first because I know He was my help. And my help came from Him. It didn't come from nobody else but God.
It is such an inspirational story, How I Made It Through, by Dr. Pastor Parthenia A. Stegall, our guest on the program. Talk a little bit about the missionary work that you've done in your life, how that's impacted your personal growth and the relationship with God as well.
Okay, my missionary work began when the Lord showed me that He wanted me to do mission work for Him. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, there are peoples that have been traveling for mission a long time, and they have not been paying all of that money. I didn't know how much I had sought into it, but I told Him I felt that they hadn't been paying very much money. And so the Lord showed me how the airplane was going to act. It was going to act like it was going to fall. It was going to act like it was going to lose altitude. And He told me, He said, the fault is not in me, but it's in you. I will carry you even to your hoary head. And so the Lord did that. And when I got ready to go on a trip, I began to put a piece in my suitcase, maybe a slip, maybe a dress. And I would do that until the time to go on my trip. And then by the time I got ready to go on my trip, I would have the money that God would bless me with to go. And many times I flew 24 hours, 12 hours to the places that I was going, and I wouldn't have to pay but $200 to go on that trip. And the Lord would take my offering. Sometime He would take my offering in the alleys. I was walking down the alley one day, and this man was meeting me. And I told him, you know, when the Lord began to put something into your heart, you began to tell everybody. So I told this man walking down the alley, I said, I'm going to Haiti. The Lord want me to go to Haiti. And so he just pulled out his purse, his billfold, in the alley and gave me an offering in the alley.
Amazing.
And people began to drive up to my house, and they gave me money. The Lord told me to take $1,000 when I when he began to let me know he wanted me to go to this particular place, which was Haiti. And so he told me he wanted me to take $1,000. I didn't have $1,000. I didn't have my fare. I didn't have anything. But I went to the church, and they gave me an offering of about $200, a little more. But that wasn't enough for my fare. So that's when God began to take my offering on the outside. And when I went to Haiti, I had everything that God told me to take, which was that $1,000 and money over.
That's just a remarkable story. It's one of many in the pastor's book, Pastor Parthenia Stegall, How I Made It Through. In the book, How I Made It Through, you encourage readers to trust in God and acknowledge him in all their ways, as you did in you as you were preparing for this trip. Can you share some practical ways that we can apply this principle in our own daily lives? It's one thing to hear about somebody else, but how do we apply what you've used successfully? How do we apply that in our lives?
Don't try to do things on your own. Always let God be your leader. Let him be your guide. Let him direct you in all your ways. And the Bible said he will direct your path. Amen. He will direct your path. If you will just give yourself to him, obey him in everything that he tells you to do. And he's not going to tell you to do something that you cannot do. But when you do what he tells you to do, you'll be so pleased and so comfortable in him that it just make your life more better. Oh, he just gives you such a beautiful life. If you just obey him, do
yes.
what he says, be in him. Don't try to do things on your own. Don't try to get back at people. Don't try to fight nobody with your tongue, your ways, your actions. But love the Lord with all your heart and with all your might, and God will be to you more than you can even think that he will do for you.
You talk about
if
that
you
so
just love him.
Yes, and you talk about that so well in your book, How I Made It Through. You also mention in the book that sharing our testimonies encourages others to keep going. Can you share maybe some insights on how we can effectively share our testimonies to inspire others like you have done?
All right. Do you know many times that to share your testimonies, to share your life, how you live daily, how you walk before him, don't let people see some uncleanness in your life. But love the Lord. When you love the Lord, you're not going to do anything to offend him. So I just said to you to love the Lord with all your heart, all your might. Then you'll walk upright before him.
You will
walk upright.
And a perfect example is what the pastor has done in her life and what she's been through and what she's been able to overcome and the good that she's been able to provide because of putting her trust in God. The book is How I Made It Through. Pastor Parthenia Stegall, S-T-E-G-A-L-L, is our guest on the program. Book at Amazon, the usual places, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Pastor, how has your faith helped you navigate through challenging times? We all go through challenging times. And going through the pandemic, for example, how did your faith help get you through the pandemic several years ago?
Because the Lord said that he would take us through, that that he would see about you. And so with the things that was coming up on me and up on my family, friends, loved ones, I knew that I had to stand in the gaps for God's people. I had to love him and quote his word to him, and he said that he would see about us, and no weapon that was formed against us would prosper. It might come up there. It wouldn't prosper, but God will bind that enemy, and he would take us on through and let us do the things that God wants us to do. The Lord left us here for a purpose, and we must fulfill that purpose that God has left us here for. And so we stand up against the enemy with all his devices. But God have given us some great devices. He said that no weapon that's formed against us would prosper. And so God took us through and took so many through, but yet he taken so many on. And so I'm glad about what God have done for me. And I tell the young women, not just to go to church, into the building, just to be there and say you're saved, but make sure that you have been blood washed, and God will be your God, and you will be his child. So love him. Don't do it because it's just something that you think is right to do. It don't work like that. But do it because you're his child. And I would like to say right here that I never asked the Lord for a miracle, but all down through the years, when I came to him, it have been nothing but miracles he have performed in my life. And that book that says how I made it through, it tells about what God did, and I never asked him for a miracle, but I just gave my life to him and enjoyed him, and he let the miracles flow.
It's a heartwarming and inspirational true living testimony. The book is How I Made It Through by Pastor Parthenia Siegel. I want to talk briefly, a few minutes left in the program. Time is going by so quickly. It's a fascinating conversation, learning about the life of the pastor. How has your missionary work impacted the communities that you've served, and what lessons have you learned from these experiences?
Well, I have learned from these experiences just to do what God told you to do. And all of your communities want to go in. They want to share. They want to help in those areas. In Haiti, they want to send clothes, and which they did. The women that had wedding dresses that they wasn't going to use anymore. They sent wedding dresses to Haiti, and the people that was wanting to get married, the men's and the women's and had families, they was able to get married. We would marry them, and then we would give them a little pop to drink. So families came together. They was baptized. They was given food. They was given clothing. They was given gym shoes. They were given handkerchiefs. They was given bless all, amen, to anoint themselves. And we left them happy, amen, happy what God had sent into this that city of Haiti to bless them. We love a blessing there. And I would like to say this. The mother sent me to a church once in Haiti. And when we got there, there was only a couple of people there. In a few minutes, those people went around, and they told that the missionary was here from the States. And so 100 people came there in just a few minutes. And I ministered the word, and the word delivered the people. It was a lady there that had the form of a snake around her neck. And when I got through, she was the first one got in the line to say that God had delivered her.
Amazing.
Oh, God is great.
Amazing. Such memories that you have. And that's why this book is really a touching, heartwarming book, How I Made It Through, by Pastor Parthenia A. Stegall. A few minutes left in the program. The book is heartwarming. It's inspirational. It's a true living testimony, as I've said several times. Can you share some insights as we wrap up our conversation today on how we can cultivate a heart of gratitude and thankfulness as portrayed in your book? Because sometimes it's difficult to do that. Give us some basis on how we go about doing that so we can show a heart of gratitude and thankfulness like you have.
By receiving him on the inside, and you get so that you thank him for every little thing. And as you thank him for the little things, God will bless you with the big. But because you're not thankful on the inside for the things he do, it delays your blessing. But if you can just begin to thank him for the little things. When one of my messages in the book is, when we were down so and didn't have anything, this lady said that she had a couch I saw in the paper. And I went to see the couch. And the couch had big holes in it on each side. And it was big enough for you to sit in. But I brought the couch home. And I was so thankful for that couch. When you're in need, you get the thankfulness down on the inside.
Yes.
So I was so thankful for that couch. I brought it home, and I put a sheet over. Nobody knew what was underneath but me and the family. And so every time I passed that couch, I would tell the Lord, "Lord, thank you for my couch." And today the Lord have given me 4 couches. Amen. He has given me 4 couches, and I thank him for it. And I thank you so much for this interview.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the program today. Our guest has been Pastor Parthenia A. Stegall. The book, I keep saying, heartwarming, inspirational. It's all that and so much more. It's her story, How I Made It Through, going through the challenges and how she made it through the challenges of life that we all face. The book is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, wherever books are sold. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I thank King Pages Press, kingpagespress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. And again, Pastor Parthenia Stegall, STEGALL. Pastor, thank you so much for being with us. A remarkable story, a wonderful book that you've written that is helping so many people around the world. Thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
And once again, the book is How I Made It Through, Pastor Parthenia A. Stegall. Book available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.